The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Radio friend, this is Friday. It's August the 17th. Almost caught me off guard there.
Yeah, I know.
Kathy Barton and Dave Barra are with us. We were just talking. You just got back from an epic Civil War cruise.
On the American Queen.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then And in July, you were in Colorado.
We were in Colorado. We were in Montana. We were in Wyoming. We loved it out there.
Yeah.
Really loved the West.
You missed some of the first heat wave that we had in July. You were out in Colorado when we went through that real first hot weather.
Well, we heard all about it.
Yeah, it went on.
There was 10 feet of snow at Logan Pass in Glacier National Park.
Really?
People walking up in their shorts and flip-flops and snowboarding in
the
shorts.
We
I offered to send some photographs back to friends, and they said, no, don't send us anything.
114 degrees here
terrible.
Or so. But you've got a song today that you're going to sing that really fits into the kind of weather we have had this summer.
Oh, yeah.
This was written by Bob Dyer when?
This was written all the way back in 1976. This was during a drought period. We thought Bob had written it in the 80s when we remembered a drought ourselves. But he said, no, he wrote it much earlier. So.
And the name of this song is?
The Dry Waltz.
The Dry Waltz.
And
this is so appropriate for the summer of 2012.
Sorry.
Right. So here's Kathy Barton and Dave Parra, The Dry Waltz.
Thank you. Sometimes I just can't carry on. Sometimes the faith and hope are gone. I'd like to cry, but I just can't find the tears. I'd like to cry, but I just can't find the tears.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. I tell you what,
it makes me thirsty. Makes
you hot.
Oh, that makes me melancholy too.
Yeah,
it makes me very. But that song really describes what we have gone through in the Midwest this summer. In fact, across a large part of the country.
I actually remember. I think Bob was doing a historical survey of Cooper County at that time, and so he literally drove gravel roads and looking for historical structures and doing that kind of survey work.
Yeah.
And I think that was part of the reason he had time to write it. And,
yeah.
And you know, this trip coming back home from the West,
yeah,
Kansas was even worse looking. It was
than Missouri. Oh, yeah. Than Missouri.
It was very sad.
Okay. Well, we can hope and pray that we'll see a wet fall. A wet fall and a wet winter, because we definitely need it. But that song, is it on a CD?
Oh, yes, we recorded that on the Ballad of the Boonslick album,
okay.
Our first self-produced one.
So is that CD still available?
Well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I actually have some of the records if you really want one of
the,
those.
The records, the 33 and a third.
Kids think they're calendars.
All right. But if people,
Ma, he has calendars.
If you want more information, you can go to www.com.
BartonPara.com.
Okay, and that'll give you all the information about where you can see Kathy and Dave, and you can get pick up the CDs too. Okay,
we'll be at the Heritage Festival, but that's next month.
Well, that's coming up in September. But you'll be back before then.
Yes.
Hey, we're out of time. Would you play music as we go out here? We'll tell you that Monday we're going to talk about NASA news and the Curiosity that landed on Mars. Our program directed...
It's dry there.
Yeah, it is very dry in Mars. Program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mounder. Have yourself a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. And listen to Red Wing. This is a tribute to Taylor McBain, right? Kathy and Dave.